On today's Tech Help for Churches, finding the right followers. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I tell you all about new and fun ways to use the web, social media, new media, and the like. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or you can also give me a call, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. Or, of course, as always, you're more than welcome to drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. Any of those are great ways to ask your questions. So I thought today that we would talk just a little bit about using Twitter, and more specifically, finding good followers on Twitter. Now, the way that I do it may not be appropriate for you, and let me delve into that just a little bit. If you're a member of a church and you're using Twitter for your church, there's a good chance that you don't want every possible person in the world to be your follower. It's not that you're against that, it's just that you're not necessarily going to have the impact of someone if someone follows you from Bangladesh or Ukraine as you would if someone follows you from a block away. So that really might sway who you're trying to follow, who you're trying to get to follow you, etc. It's much more likely that one person is going to find your church and show up and actually interact with you if you share some things in common. On the other hand, let's say that you represent a large global ministry. Perhaps you want to follow and interact with people from all over the world. That's perfectly fine. Just know what you're doing. Know who you're looking for and who really you don't want to be a part of your Twitter network. Now, with that said, I really want to clarify something. This is a big mistake that churches make a lot, is they say things like, well, who's my target? Everybody! I want everyone to come and know Jesus. There's nothing wrong with that last part. It's the first part that I think I would take issue with. If you're not trying to attract one kind of person, you're going to succeed in attracting none. Now, I don't want you to purposely say, ooh, you're a teenager, you're not allowed at our church, or you're a senior adult, we don't like that kind. No, I don't want you to do that. That's a big mistake. But if your church is one that has very young music, you might be pleasantly surprised when older people show up. But stop and think about it. A lot of the older people today were teenagers during the 60s. So maybe the music that you think would alienate them actually reminds them of some time they spent at Woodstock that they may eventually tell you about. So keep that in mind. Next, I want you to look for targeted people. People that fit within your idea of who your church is primarily trying to reach. Again, don't exclude people, but it really matters that you're not trying to be so inclusive of everyone that it gets annoying. This reminds me of the radio station analogy. Follow me on this for a second. There are a few radio stations that I've seen that try and do the best mix. Now, what the best mix turns out to be is something that no one likes because they mix together different genres of music And if you go from reggae to gospel to rap to heavy metal to country all in the span of a half an hour, chances are no one's going to like that. They might like one of those genres, but it's really going to be the case that they're probably not going to hear the one they like. They're going to hear all the others. Unless they listen the entire day, and then you've made them a little annoyed about 20% of the time. Or you've made them happy about 20% of the time and annoyed about 80% of the time. That's not what you want to do. So targeted people really matter. So if you've got a strong youth program, reach out to teens. If you've got a strong senior program, reach out to seniors. Looking for young families, reach out to young families. Don't exclude one for the other, but just keep in mind that you can't make everyone happy. So please, by all means, don't fall into the trap of thinking that you can, and in that way, you're making no one happy. Next, interested people. It really doesn't help you if you get highly targeted people that are local to your area, or international, if you're an international ministry, and it turns out that they could care less. Now, this is actually one of the hardest things, because you never can tell who is interested in the message of Christ. Now, you would think Christians would be interested in the message of Christ. But just because someone calls themselves a Christian doesn't mean that they are. I talked to a friend tonight, and he was talking about visiting a church where he brought up the subject of music, and he was talking about Christian music, and they talked about how evil and sinful it was. You never can tell. Then I've had other occasions. I have someone that subscribes to my newsletter, and we talk from time to time, and he's an agnostic. But he's afraid that I wouldn't like him because we don't believe the same things. It's not the case at all. He's a person, and therefore I like him. But we just don't agree on certain things. So we can have discussions, and you never know. Maybe by surprising him with my friendliness, by really caring about him, maybe, just maybe, Jesus will use that to reach him. So you never can tell. I wish there were hard and fast rules, but when you stop and think about it, if you didn't know the story, right? If you didn't know that the Jewish religious leaders and the Pharisees and all, they didn't really want the Son of God to come, if you didn't know that, you would expect quite the opposite. Now, that's not to say that secular people, some did in fact reject Jesus, but by and large, the people that knew that they were sinners, that knew they needed a Savior, those were the very people which Jesus came to help and who were eager to have him help them. So it's really important that you realize you can't always tell. It's not always the person who you would suspect wouldn't be interested. Just because someone doesn't seem like they would be, doesn't mean that they aren't. So keep that in mind. Well, I hope that this helps you. I hope that you can use this information for your church. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, etc. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe if you want to get this content on a weekly basis automatically. That would be wonderful. You can also share it with a friend. If you know someone who's interested, then that would be wonderful as well for you to share it and engage with them. And that also helps me in my task of going out and changing eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.